This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In southern Africa, six nations face severe food shortages. A total of more than 14 million people are at risk of not having enough to eat. That's more than the number of people who live in Illinois. Zimbabwe is perhaps the nation in most danger. Fully half of the population there is vulnerable to hunger. To the north, nearly 3 million Zambians are at risk. To the east, Mozambique is bracing itself after suffering brutal flooding last year and the year before. Now, impending famine is often hard for Americans to see, and maybe even harder to understand in a land so bountiful that some farmers can still be paid not to grow food. James Morris sees and knows this hunger. He is executive director of the World Food Program and a U.N. special envoy on the humanitarian crisis in southern Africa. We're pleased to be with him in the New York offices of the World Food Program. Mr. Morris, thanks very much for inviting us.
Good morning.
You've recently returned from a visit to southern Africa. We pointedly didn't use the word famine, but if you want to use it, at least tell us what you saw and what you want to alert us to.
There are 14.5 million people at risk of starvation, caused in part by natural disasters, a long period of drought, greatly complicated by an incredibly serious HIV/AIDS problem. Essentially, what has happened is that mom and dad, the productive people, especially in communal agriculture, millions of these people have died. You lay all of this on top of a part of the world that is already very poor, you have all the ingredients for a serious catastrophe.
I know in your capacity you have to meet with a great many local officials and for that matter, your own people on the ground. But I want to get you, if you will, to tell us the story of a remarkable grandmother that you met, I guess, on this last trip.
I met two grandmothers, one in Zimbabwe, one in Zambia. The one in Zimbabwe was taking care of six children. She pointed to the grave of her daughter, who had just died of HIV/AIDS, in the corner of the property. So you had this grandmother sitting there with her arms around six children and her daughter's grave right in front of her. It was as poignant as anything could ever be.
May I ask, do you keep her in mind when you think about these issues?
Sure. And tens of thousands of people just like her. And you wanted to sort of empty your pockets and just give them everything you had. And you knew that would be an ephemeral response. I thought, you know, what can we do? And the world is working very hard to be helpful and to be generous. But clearly what I can do is to go back and work as hard as I possibly can to tell the story and to generate the resources. And that's what I intend to do.
I want to ask you about some specific situations. We mentioned that Zimbabwe is at the center of much of this crisis. Now, this was a nation that used to export food. As we certainly know, this is a country that has had a politically vexing situation. What impact do Zimbabwe's travails have on the rest of the region?
There is virtually no commercial farming in the country, and it's had a devastating impact on the amount of food supply available. We've met with the leaders of the country now on five occasions, and we've talked about how the country is going to get back on its feet as a food-producing nation. We've talked about the impact of some of the governmental policies they have there, which are very challenging.
Do you look at President Mugabe and say, look, if you want to send farmers off their lands, if you'd want to suppress private enterprise in farming, this is crazy? You're going to starve your people?
I mean, we've had very frank, straightforward conversations about this. Mm-hmm. But I've tried to keep the focus of our conversations on the ability of the World Food Program to represent our donors to bring food into the country to help feed 6.8 million people there who are mm-hmm. severely at risk.
And what would you ask of Americans over the next few months?
Well, I would hope that Americans would think about 800 million hungry people in the world, especially 300 million hungry children. Governments can make all the difference in the life of a child. And we know how to do that. We can feed a child in the developing world for $40 a year, 20 cents a day. And it, in my judgment, it's the most important investment the world can make.
Mr. Morris, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
James Morris is Executive Director of the World Food Program. He spoke with us at the WFP's offices in New York City.